Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we get to, as I enjoy, it's time now to speak to a fella. His stuff that he has written has been read by more people than any other writer in the space. And there's quite a few writers of quite some note. I know quite a few of them. And this guy is the one that is, head and shoulders above them all. And that, of course, is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, those are very kind words, Bill. I shall do my best to live up to them.
it's a truth. I mean, Freddie Real says so. So, I mean...
Yeah, well, he does. And he's a pretty honest guy.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, you're not written into a niche. Like, I love Masada Yoob stuff, but Masada Yoob never writes about some of the stuff that you write about.
That's true. I have a pretty broad perspective.
Alan Corwin, he's pretty good. He never writes about some of the stuff you write.
And you get to meet these people. This is one of the beauties about working in the field, is that I had read people, for decades as I grew up in adult throughout my career. And then you get to meet these people at conferences and such, and you're treated as a peer. people that I thought, still considered to be really legendary, but now I'm treated as an equal. It's really an amazing thing.
Well, anyway, let's start with one and get it out of the way just because it's pretty good, because I want to get to the bear story pretty quick. But, I mean, let's start with the McCluskeys. The McCluskeys have... I guess it's over for them, and they get to have a little giggle, don't they, over this? They did.
Well, it's a fascinating thing because both of them are lawyers with long, successful careers. Now, most of their litigation, I understand, is in civil lawsuits, but they still are in the field, and they have a pretty good idea about how the system works. And they were involved where this mob, I'd say broke in, but it isn't like the mob stormed the gate. This was, in my opinion, a planned event. The leadership jimmied the lock to this private gate and then motioned the mob that that's where they should go. So I believe that a fair amount of people in this group of protesters did not know that they were going onto private property. I also think that the leadership was looking for a confrontation. And when you have a large, noisy mob of shouting people come onto your property, it can be pretty scary. And I think, justifiably, the McCluskeys were concerned. And I'll say, I can't go into great detail, but I have a confidential source who said that there was more involved than what's being made public, and for good reason. So I'll just leave it at that. But they were concerned, and they called the police, and they displayed firearms, maybe not in the way most of us would think the most prudent, but I think they were fully justified under Missouri law. And so much so, and this was all videotaped, so it wasn't like there was a lot of conjecture about what happened. We have a lot of video. I mean, probably tens of hours of video from many people who were videotaping this event. And I'd have to say, this is where the McCloskeys fell off a little bit. They didn't seem, at least I haven't seen any, surveillance video from their perspective. And I think that would have helped them. But it was clear enough that both the Attorney General in Missouri and the governor, the Attorney General said that he didn't see any reason for them to be prosecuted. They were within their rights. And the governor said that he would almost certainly pardon them if they were prosecuted. So then we have a very political prosecutor. They're called, circuit attorney, get that right, in St. Louis. And her title is circuit attorney, but she's essentially the same as a prosecutor for the city.
Talking about Kim Gardner.
Kim Gardner, right. And she is a very radical left prosecutor, very political. And she was political enough that she was removed from the case for conflict of interest. But what happened next is that whoever made the decision, somebody was able to make a decision and assign a prosecutor to the case. And they assigned Richard Callahan. And he is essentially retired, but he's not unbiased. And he was he had been a prosecutor in St. Louis for 30 years. And to give you some idea of his politics, he was appointed by President Barack Obama to be U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri in 2010. And he is reported to be a longtime ally of the former Senator Claire McCaskill, who's a Democrat in Missouri. He appears to be a lifelong Democrat. And so the McCloskeys were confronted with this reality in their case. They were being charged with several different charges, and Prosecutor Callahan refused to just waive them or dismiss them, which I think would have been the appropriate thing to do. But instead, he looked very carefully at everything that they could be charged with, and he dismissed all those charges that had anything to do with self-defense, and he very strategically chose charges in which none of the legal defenses that apply to self-defense were available. So all of the presumptions of innocence went out the window because he found, as he puts, I'm going to quote him, he said, the state would have to prove those defenses, and I don't think I could have won at trial. The advantage to the harassment charge was, by a quirk in the way the law is written, none of those defenses are available. So I knew that's where I was going, and that's where I would probably win if I went to trial. In other words, he was able to choose a charge in which most reasonable defenses, just by a quirk of the law, were not available in Missouri. And that's what he chose. Then, a little later, he made this, it was in the same article, he made this statement, and it just seemed a kind of bizarre statement to me, but it showed his biases. And that is, here's Callahan, and again, I'm quoting him. I thought the most important aspect was to forfeit and destroy the gun,
yeah,
Callahan said. Some groups wanted to buy the gun and use it as a trophy display. So even though he could have gotten resources, money, for the state through the sale of these guns, he thought it was much more important, and more important than convicting the McCloskeys. It was the most important thing. Was to forfeit and destroy the gun.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me. Coming up on the first break, talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were just discussing the McCluskey case and the weirdness of Prosecutor Callahan and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
But they, you know, in the end, they did have the last laugh.
Well, they did, because there wasn't much of a case against them. And so they gave the prosecutor a bone, essentially, and pled to guilty to relatively minor charges, misdemeanors, where they didn't lose any rights. And while they were fined, they're well-off lawyers, so it was a relatively minor amount of money for them in the fines. And they did forfeit the guns, which was an AR-15 and a pistol that was probably not worth much at all. It's a Brico 38. And those, they're not real highly thought of pistols, and it was probably not working at the time that it was displayed by Pat McCluskey. And we have other statements by the prosecutor that are kind of strange, given the history of the situation. He made this statement about the mob. He said, and this is Callahan, on June 17th, he said, the protesters were a racially mixed and peaceful group, including women and children, who simply made a wrong turn on their way to protest in front of the mayor's house. There was no evidence that any of them had a weapon, and no one I interviewed realized they had ventured into a private enclave.
Now, in order for him to do that, though, you point out that he had to ignore a police report, didn't he?
Yes. There is a police sergeant, Kurt Bergdorf, who he investigated the incident, and he found considerable evidence that some of the people were almost who were with the protesters were almost certainly armed. I mean, they have tape or recordings where they claim to be armed, and he said that if you looked at the phone video, you could definitely see that some of them were armed outside of this private area. And then once they were inside, they were wearing the same clothes. It was a short time later. Once they were inside, you couldn't see clear video evidence inside that they were armed, but it seemed unlikely that they disarmed in the short time in between. I mean, so there's clear evidence that there some of them were armed. And then the other thing, the way that Prosecutor Callahan parses his statement, he says, of the people I interviewed, no one, there's no evidence there. No one said that, indicated that they knew that they were in private enclave. There was no one I interviewed realized they had ventured into a private enclave. Well, how many people did he interview and who did he interview? I mean, a prosecutor can choose that. He doesn't have to interview everybody. And, you know, through judicious choices, you can make sure that the people you interview are the only ones that are only people who didn't know that they were on a private, or that's what they say anyway. So this is just, it's a very political case, and it seems to that this prosecutor was determined to make as much political hay out of it as he could. And that's one of the reasons that I think the McCluskeys made a wise decision in getting a plea deal. It's always hard to beat a hostile prosecutor, even if all the facts are with you. Prosecutors can do a great deal to make your life miserable, even if you're a well-off lawyer. And what the McCluskeys did, which I thought was smart, is they immediately went out and bought replacement rifle.
Yeah.
Because they're not barred. It was just this minor misdemeanor, you know, conviction. And McCluskey also put a good spin on it, if you will. And he said, well, they convicted me of intimidating people of, let's see, a claim I instilled imminent fear in the mob. Yeah, well, that's kind of the purpose of trying to prevent people from doing nasty things to you and yours when they're outside your home and acting angrily. You know, you come out or you show them you're armed, and that's supposed to intimidate them so that they don't do bad things. And he said, and I think this was good spin, he said, I'd do it again. So it appeared to me to be a political attack on the McCloskeys by the prosecutor, who is essentially retired and doesn't have to worry about, you know, political consequences for him. And at the same time, he gets to beef up his creds, as it were, among the people that he admires, his in-group. So that's how I see it. And I think the McCloskeys did a reasonable amount. I have not picked someone in Missouri that I think would be the best Senate candidate, but I'm not sure this hurts Mark McCloskey's Senate campaign a great deal. I think he has taken the right steps. I very well believe there may be better candidates in Missouri, but I just haven't seen the field and listened to them all enough to make a choice as to which one I think is best.
Now, is he what's he running as, a Republican?
Yes, as a Republican.
Now, he's changed, hasn't he?
No, I really don't know. In Missouri, people do not register by party.
Okay.
So we don't have any records of him being a Republican or not. He has been a lawyer in a relatively liberal city, and he's been a lawyer. Well, and a civil lawyer where, you know, they do lawsuits to gain things for their clients. And that tends to be a more liberal profession generally. But there are plenty of Republican lawyers in that field, I'm sure. I listen to him, and he's making the right noises now. I don't have any tape from him 5 years ago.
Right. You hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. All of this, this is on the, this you can find this article and nearly 1,800 others like it by Dean at Amoland.com. That's where it's all waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is looking to tackle a surge in violence across the United States. President Biden saying,
I've been at this a long time, and there are things we know that work to reduce gun violence and violent crime, and things that we don't know about. But things we know about, background checks for purchasing a firearm are important. Ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. No one needs to have a weapon that can fire over 30, 40, 50, even up to 100 rounds. Unless you think the deer are wearing Kevlar vests or something.
Chinese researchers directed the U.S. National Institutes of Health to delete gene sequences of early COVID-19 cases from a key scientific database, raising concerns that scientists studying the origins of the pandemic may lack access to key pieces of information. USA Radio News. The fourth and last supermoon of 2021 will be here tomorrow.
Fresh from the summer solstice, this month's full moon rises Thursday in the afternoon. Known as the strawberry moon, the strawberry supermoon will reach peak illumination at 2:40 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, and visibility will be optimal in the southeastern skies. It'll be happening just after sunset. As it peaks above the horizon, the supermoon will appear larger than usual and contain a golden hue. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury selection is underway in the case of the man charged with a deadly shooting at a Maryland newspaper. The jury is expected to decide if Jared Ramos was insane at the time of the shooting and will spend the rest of his life in prison or a psychiatric hospital. In 2019, Ramos pleaded guilty but not criminally responsible due to insanity for the rampage that killed five people at the Capitol Gazette. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. And you've studied the bear thing quite diligently. And I know that at the behest, but you did a FOIA request, trying to find information on some of these bear attacks and do your own little impromptu study or something, or survey.
Well, yeah. And what happened, and I have to give Freddie Reel at Amaland credit because he did most of the work. I just gave some suggestions about where to look on the Freedom of Information Act request, and some of those cases have been included in the latest update on the study I've been doing on how effective pistols are in stopping bear attacks. And this all started about 5 years, a little less, October of 2016, 5 years ago. And I was in a discussion on the Internet and the subject of how effective pistols were in stopping bear attacks came up. Now, this is something I've been looking at for almost my entire life. And I've studied a lot of ballistics. I've studied a lot of how effective pistols are and what they can do. And the assertion was made that even Magnum pistols just weren't effective in stopping bear attacks, and that what generally happened, I mean, here I can quote it for you. It said, actually, there are legions of people who have been badly mauled after using a handgun on a bear, even some of the vaunted Magnums. And so I asked, I said, well, give us some examples. I mean, you're claiming legions. Shouldn't be too hard to come up with some examples of where pistols failed in stopping a bear attack. And so I never got a reply. I think the person who made the comment was acting in good faith, because this mythology had been circulating all over the Internet for years, decades. And you can trace some of the myths back, certainly as far back as 1935 or 36, in which people made claims that pistols just were ineffective for defense against bears. But when you start to look for actual facts, actual cases, they're surprisingly very hard to find. And it took about 16 months. I and some associates started looking. We said, well, people say there's all these cases where pistols failed in defending against bears, but where are they? And we looked, and in 16 months, we found 37 cases altogether in which a pistol, a handgun, or a pistol, a revolver, was fired in defense against a bear attack, and only one of those was a failure. And when you looked at the dynamics of the one that was a failure, you go, you know, I think I might have been able to do better than that. And that's what we found as this continued. I think this is now the fourth iteration in a series over the last 5 years of where we keep collecting data. In the study, we include every case we can find where a pistol was fired in defense against a bear attack. Every case. We don't exclude any of them. And we make every case known in this study that's now published on AMLN just yesterday. And we have now 104 cases, and they're all referenced as to where we got them and how we got them, and they all give a little vignette explaining what happened in that case, who was there, where it was, what time it was, and when we can find it, the caliber and model of the pistol that was used. And over 5 years, we've almost tripled the number. We're up to 104 from 37, and we have a fair number, about 15 cases of what I call combined arms, where people had rifles or more than one pistol was used. I mean, like, say, a 44 and a 357, or rifles and shotguns were used as well as a pistol. And in one case, a car hit a bear, and then an officer, that bear attacked an officer who had to finish it with a pistol. So, but we don't count those combined cases in the statistics. In the statistics, we just count the cases where only a pistol or pistols were used in defense against the bear. And we now have 104 of those cases. 89 of them, we've identified the caliber. Sometimes we don't get the caliber right away. Sometimes when you're doing research, you pop up with another source years later in which the caliber is identified. That happened at least three times out of these 104 cases. And the criteria is simple. After the pistol or handgun was fired, did the bear stop the attack, leave, or was killed? You know, those are the criteria for success. And what we found is it's a 97% success rate, and that's everything we can find over a five-year period. Part of what drove this research have been the, I think, exaggerated claims of how effective bear spray is. Now, I'm not saying that bear spray is not effective. I think it can be useful, but I think it's been significantly exaggerated. about how effective it is, especially against black bears. What we see is that most black bear attacks appear to be predatory attacks. Now, when you look on a per-bear basis, they're not nearly as common as grizzly attacks. You know, if you've got 100 grizzly and 100 black bears, you're much more likely to be attacked by one of the grizzlies than by one of the black bears. But there are so many more black bears than grizzlies out there that it turns out you get roughly the same number of attacks for black bears and for grizzlies. But when the black bears attack, it's usually a predatory attack where they see the person as prey, as food, where a grizzly attack often seems to be a territorial attack or defending a food supply, or the bear is just a cantankerous, angry bear, you know, and just attacks almost anything that gets within range. So grizzlies are known for that. They're known to be aggressive bears. But these predatory attacks by black bears, there's several cases where people have sprayed the black bear, but they keep on attacking. They may back off for a little bit, but they come back. And also with the black bear attacks, there almost always is a situation where you have quite good opportunities to use a handgun to defend against them. Often black bears are attacking people as prey for the first time, and they're a little hesitant about it. They don't want to get hurt when they attack prey, because if they get hurt very often when they attack prey, they die. You know, a predator has to be fairly careful about the prey it attacks, or it won't survive very long. So because they have that bit of hesitancy, very often people will see the black bear stalking them.
Let me get you to hold. Hold right there. I was just listening too much. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813. To find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
On the firing line. Excuse me. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking to Dean Weingarten. He recently put out this article about the bear odyssey he's been on. Would you call this a study, a survey? What would you call this?
I would call it a study.
Yeah.
We are actually, I think this study is far more rigorous than some of the things that have been published in reviewed journals, in peer-reviewed journals. I mean, for example, there's these studies about bear spray or the efficacy of firearms, but they don't release their data. You don't know which particular subjects they decided to include, which events they decided were worthwhile including, and which ones were not worth including. And so, and you don't know what happened in the event, so you just have to take their word for it that it was this percentage of this and that percentage of that. Whereas in our study, we give you a reference that you can go and find in almost all cases. Now, there are a few cases where there were personal interviews. We found somebody who had participated in an event, and we were able to track them down and get a personal interview, and then we write that up. So usually you could contact that person, but it's not available on the Internet all the time. But in the vast majority of them, there's a link, there's a book reference, and you can see what happened. And that's very important so that you can judge whether these were legitimate defense cases or not, or if they could have done something differently, because you can read what happened. And we don't exclude any. This is a really important difference. In many of these so-called studies, they exclude a lot of data, or they limit it. They limit it to very limited locations. A couple of the big studies were limited to Alaska, for example. And an early study about avoiding bear tax by Stefan Herrero was limited to public parks. Well, that limits the kind of bear behavior you're going to get, too. And at the time that study was done, no one was allowed to, well, very few, that would be park employees perhaps and maybe law enforcement, that were allowed to carry firearms in parks in the United States anyway. So when you limit your studies into these little boxes, they're less reasonable, they're less justifiable than when you just take all the data you can get, which is what we do. So I would put this study up in terms of authenticity and veracity against any of these peer-reviewed studies that have been published in select journals, simply because, and this is the way, by the way, that science was normally done up until maybe after World War II or maybe into the 70s, is that you published all of your data and all of your methods with the study, so that any other scientist could try to replicate it, or replicate it if they could. And we have been asking right from the very beginning, we've been always asking for people to come forward with attacks where a pistol was used, and particularly we've been looking for situations in which a pistol was used and it failed. And yet so far, we have only been able to find three cases where the pistol failed. It didn't drive the bear off, didn't kill the bear, didn't stop the attack. And there were, you know, interestingly enough, we have the three different calibers. One was a .22 rimfire against a polar bear. One was a .357 Magnum against a grizzly bear. And one was a .38, probably a .38 Special, although the sources did not differentiate between the various 38s. It appears to have been a five-shot revolver against a black bear. And they're very informative because you can read what actually happened. And most people, I believe, in reading those failures would say, you know, that was as much an operator failure as it was a failure of caliber or of the pistol. And I was talking about black bear attacks and how they're usually predatory. And what happens is because the bears are kind of trying to figure out if the prey, the human, they're getting ready to attack or are attacking, how they might respond. Very often these bears will be stalking to within 15 feet, 10 feet of the person, which is a very strong danger signal that a bear is coming that close to you. And if most people had a pistol, they could stop the attack right there by shooting the bear, yeah, before it ever lays a claw or a tooth on them. And now with grizzly bears, it isn't always so clear. They're much more likely to attack very rapidly with a little warning. But even in the case of the grizzlies, there's usually some warning, a few seconds, time enough to get a pistol out and have it ready for use. And with polar bears, interestingly enough, which are the three species in North America that we worry about, three species of bears, the polar bears are kind of more like black bears. They don't usually have much experience with people, so they see people as a potential prey object, but usually it's just not a full-out charge attack by the polar bear. Usually they're kind of coming, and they may come at a faster than just walking pace, but usually it's not a flat-out charge, and that gives the person with a firearm plenty of time to defend themselves against polar bears. And so that's how the three different ones tend to react. And this study is ongoing. I already have several more incidents that are not published in this upgrade or of the study, because you have to at some point cut it off and write what you have. If you don't, you'll never get an update done. So in another 6 months or a year, we'll have another update. It will not be as large as this one. We probably won't include all the information that's in this one because it's just getting too big for reasonable publication on the Internet, at least on AMOLED. It just takes up too much space. There were 111 links in this study, and links go bad. They get, you have to refresh them. You have to do research to find another link that will work. it just becomes cumbersome. So future updates will probably just be a list of the additional ones and some of the statistics rather than having, and then a link back to this one, which contains all of the incidents and information about the incidents.
So now that you've done this, this study, I mean, we've been covering this as you've gone along. Will this become sort of like, you know, John Lott, he revises his more guns, less crime survey every year.
Right.
Will this be something you're going to do with this? You're going to just revise this and add to it?
I intend to, because the bear populations are increasing. Human populations are increasing. More people are going out in the woods. More people are carrying handguns. We are going to, we have seen an acceleration of the number of bear attacks and confrontations and mauling. We've had 6 or 7 significant bear attacks this year already.
Right.
Now, that's not huge compared to, say, the murder rate in the U.S. But if you're out where the bears are, you know, it's a significant thing to be concerned about.
Well, hang on for me right there. We're coming to the end of the show and everything. You going to be here on Friday?
I intend to be here on Friday.
Outstanding, sir. You can find this article and the other nearly 1,800 others like it that Dean has written at amoland.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It is always a pleasure, Bill.
Pleasure is mine. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.